Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Dhruv Shringi, the CEO and co-founder for Yatra Online Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol YTRA, and on the OTCQX, YTROF. Thanks for joining us today there, Dhruv.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, yeah, starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company.
Sure. So the company was set up back by me and another colleague of mine in 2006. We both used to work in the online travel space in Europe and moved back to India to set up Yatra. And from there, from a two-member organization, we've grown today to an organization which is about 3,500 people strong. And in the current fiscal year, which is ending March 31st, 2018, we expect to do about $1.5 billion in gross bookings. And we are projecting a growth in terms of net revenue of about 35 to 40%. So over last year, that should take us to about $105 to $110 million in terms of net revenue. The business has been going through a very interesting growth phase. The last quarter actually was the highest growth rate that we've ever had. We had 46% growth rate in that quarter. And this is on the back of an acquisition that we did recently as well. We acquired a company by the name of ATV, which is India's largest independent corporate travel service provider. And this acquisition has catapulted us to the largest corporate travel space in India in terms of market share. We currently generate 40% of our revenue from enterprise customers, both big and small, and about 60% of our revenue comes from retail consumers. The unique thing about Yatra, which is there, is that we've adopted a multi-channel customer acquisition approach in India. In India, disposable income on the consumer direct front is still relatively low. It's at about $1,800 of per capita GDP. So we feel a large part of the spend still happens towards business travel, and that's the reason why we've taken the approach of having an arm that's servicing not just consumer direct, but also enterprise customers. And the synergy between the consumer direct part of our business and the enterprise part of our business is what is really helping us drive this growth. The enterprise employees are truly the consuming middle class of India, and by having our product installed in the organizations, we are able to get to them quite effectively to be able to convert them then from being pure business travelers to a combination of business and leisure travelers. So that's the way we've tried to build our business out. We've also got the deepest inventory of domestic hotels in India. We've got about 72,000 plus hotels on our platform. We've got very strong customer retention and engagement metrics. You know, about 80 plus percent of our transactions today are coming from repeating customers. And that just goes to show you the strength of the franchise that we've built over the course of the last 12 odd years.
So what are some of the key trends that you're seeing right now in the corporate travel segment, and how does that recent acquisition position you for further growth?
We're seeing very strong macro growth at the moment in India in the aviation sector. And this positive tailwind is impacting both the corporate travel sector and the leisure travel sector and the retail sector as well. So we are seeing growth in the high teens, and this is on the back of a strong macro tailwind, growing discretionary spendings and favorable government initiatives. The government has been very supportive of growing the airport infrastructure in India. They've recently launched multiple programs which enable, you know, increasing number of Indians to be able to fly. And they're subsidizing a certain amount of air travel from tier 2, tier 3 cities. We remain, I think, very well positioned as the second largest OTA in India to benefit from these macro tailwinds on the air front. Take rates also continue to be robust, and they're currently at about 6.2% for us. And we expect these to remain around current levels in the medium to long term as domestic airlines continue to aggressively expand the size of their fleets. On the corporate travel front, India is today the fastest growing corporate travel market. and we are seeing an increasing number of corporates wanting to adopt technology. Corporate travel till now had largely been done and continues to be largely offline serviced, so there is tremendous amount of headroom for growth from an online penetration point of view. The product that we built for corporate travelers is a very comprehensive solution. This comprehensive solution is in the form of a desktop, a self-booked desktop, and a mobile app. And this takes into account things like policy compliance, it manages complex approval process mechanisms, provides a lot of analytics and financial reports to the management of these organizations. So we continue to see a lot of pull from the consumers in terms of migrating and wanting to migrate from an offline environment into an online, more automated and workflow managed environment. So we're seeing very strong tailwinds both on air and on the corporate travel side.
And what are some of the key factors that you feel make Yatra.com unique from some of the other players in the sector there and able to capitalize?
I think the biggest difference which is there is the fact that we've created this multi-channel distribution ecosystem. So as I mentioned, the employees really of the organizations that we are servicing are the true consuming middle class of India. They're the educated guys, they're the guys with access to internet, access to credit card, and a great affinity towards travel. And by creating a program whereby these end users use the Yatra platform for their business travel, we are effectively getting them to migrate onto being leisure travelers as well on the Yatra platform. So we have a program of rewards where the corporate employees can earn rewards and they can then burn those rewards for their personal travel as well on the Yatra platform. So it's creating a quasi-captive consumer base for us in the form of the employees of these organizations, and that's allowing us to grow at a much more efficient pace compared to any of our peers in the country. On the hotel side also, we've built out a very deep inventory network of 72,000 plus hotels in India. This network enables us to have a vast majority of hotels which are uniquely listed on the Yatra platform, and it allows us to be able to garner customers for these properties which are uniquely listed on Yatra in a very efficient manner, because the competitive landscape for these properties is not as intense as what you would see for the top, let's say, 5,000-10,000 hotels in India. So this is what's, you know, really working well for us. In addition, we continue to innovate on the technology side. There are some unique features that we bring to the table from a technology integration point of view. We have a very strong loyalty rewards program called eCash, which has over 3.5 million subscribers on it. And this, you know, program has recently been opened up where a consumer can use the rewards that he's earned on Yatra on multiple products, not just within the Yatra ecosystem, but now also on third-party products. So, for example, Uber is a recent use case that we've done on this front, where customers can use the rewards and the e-cash that they've earned on Yatra and use them to pay for their Uber rides. So that's been a great hit for us. Similarly, there are other features like Explore the World, which is a unique travel technology that we've implemented, which allows consumers airfares over a 12-month horizon as opposed to the typical search, which limits them to seeing only a defined date range. So these are some of the technology innovations as well that we continue to do, which drive the high degree of customer repeat rates for Yatra.
That's great. So what are some of the key goals and milestones here moving forward over the next 6 to 12 months? What are some of the things that investors can look forward to?
So over the next 6 to 12 months, we will continue to execute on our plan of further strengthening our corporate travel base. You know, we will continue to go deeper into the market, signing up some of the larger corporate customers, migrating them onto the Yatra platform, and from there, converting their employees into leisure travelers onto the Yatra platform. In addition to that, you know, we've made some acquisitions in the past. We continue to look at other M&A opportunities as well from a growth point of view. So I think it's an exciting time for both us and our shareholders in terms of the growth opportunity in front of us. that we continue to execute on and hope to capitalize on.
Right, and perhaps you can talk about your background and experience, Anish, and talk about Dhruv and talk about some of the key management team there behind the scenes.
Sure. So my prior experience before setting up Yatra was in the online travel space in Europe with a company called eBookers. I used to be the group director there for operations and technology. So I spent a few years learning the trade in the online travel world in Europe. Before that, spent some time with Ford Motors and spent about 7 years with Arthur Andersen, both in India and in London. From a professional background point of view, I am a qualified chartered accountant and I also hold an MBA from INSEAD. My CFO, Alok Vaish, his background is he's also a qualified accountant and then went to B school at, I think, Virginia. He spent several years with Deutsche Bank, both in India and in New York. And subsequent to that, and before joining Yatra, he was the CFO of a listed company in India. So he's got public market experience in India as well. My other co-founder, Manish, is a through-and-through travel technology guy. He spent about 17, 18 years with Flight Bookers before moving back to India with me to start Yatra. The other COOs in our business who run the respective lines of businesses come with, again, significant number of years of experience, both from an online and offline perspective in India. So we've built a fairly strong and robust management team. It's a seasoned management team who's seen the Indian economy grow through multiple cycles. I think the interesting thing to note out here as well is that amongst our key leadership team, I know Manish joined us only once we went public, but the rest of the folks, apart from our CTO, have been at Yatra for over 6 years. And that's quite unlike the Indian ecosystem. So we've, you know, created this system of shared ownership. So everyone has share options in Yatra. They continue to be meaningful holders of the company. And that continues to motivate them to work towards enhancing shareholder value.
Yeah, well, as far as investors and the financial community, what are some of the key drivers there that you wish perhaps they still, better understood about you guys?
I think we're a relatively young public company with a limited history at the moment. But as we continue to show strong execution every quarter, we believe, you know, there will be greater awareness about Yatra. I think today we trade at a significant discount to our peers who've been listed for a longer period of time. I think we are trading at a shade under 2x EV to sales versus our key peers who are trading at 4.5, 4.7x, right? We think this is, you know, unjustified given the growth metrics. We are growing faster and we've got greater exposure to the more profitable corporate travel segment. So as we continue to execute on our long-term strategy and drive 30%+ organic growth, we feel that the multiples which are there should compress in the near term. So I think there is a lot of, I would say still as there is very limited amount of awareness of Yatra. And that's one of the things that we are looking at correcting through exercises like these, through conversations with people like yourself. We want to spread the word out, create more awareness about Yatra and the kind of growth that we are delivering and the kind of robust business model that we've put in place for India.
Well, great. So once again, joining us today is Dhruv Shingri, the CEO and co-founder of Yatra Online, also known as Yatra.com, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol YTRA, as well as on the OTCQX, YTROF. Trading at $7.23 a share. Market cap is close to $260 million. And before we conclude here, Dhruv, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
So, you know, in terms of the opportunities from an investment point of view, while we touched upon some of the valuation discrepancies which are there, from an inherent and more fundamental point of view, We are a company with a very strong macro tailwind behind us. We've put in place a business model that we think is uniquely suited to India. So this hybrid combination of consumer direct and corporate travel is a unique ecosystem that we are building in India. And given the tailwinds in the economy, we expect to be able to drive high growth for a number of years. The India market, both from a business travel point of view and from a leisure travel point of view, is going to continue to grow at a very brisk pace. You know, the GDP in India itself is growing at 6.5%, and travel is growing at almost 2x off that. So we think there is a large and vast untapped opportunity in front of us. We are a strong brand in the Indian market, and we've built a very defensible franchise which has laid the foundation for a number of years of further growth ahead of us. So I think that's some of the key attributes. So we are coming in relatively cheap from a pricing point of view, and we've got tremendous amount of growth ahead of us in terms of the business model that we've put in place and also from an economic and macroeconomic point of view.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Dhruv, and update our investor audience on Yatra. It was great having you on.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.